begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. So then let us cast off works of darkness and put on the armor of light.
God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all.
And this is the judgment, that light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light because their works were evil. If your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
I will bear indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him, until he pleads my cause and executes judgment for me. He will bring me out to the light. I shall look upon his vindication.
Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. Our Savior Jesus Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with our introit this morning from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh.
My adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall.
For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble.
He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock.
And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me.
And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord.
I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord.
In the land of the living.
Wait for the Lord.
Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death, he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading for this, our celebration of the sanctity of life, comes from Isaiah's prophecy in the 9th chapter. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the days of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle, tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
Our epistle lesson from Ephesians chapter 5. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We invite the congregation to stand if you're able for the Alleluia verse and the reading of the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith together to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father
Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only God, the Son of God, begotten as his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under the Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Hey, I'm wondering, which is your favorite season of the year? Some people like... I'm getting these mouth responses. Some people are saying football season. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking spring, summer, fall, winter. Of the four, which is your favorite? Many say summer, obviously. Nice and warm, beautiful. Feels a little like paradise, even in the San Luis Valley in the summertime on some days. Some people like other seasons, though. Some people love winter. We kind of live in a place where it's a playground, right, for snowboarders and skiers and maybe even ice hockey players who love the cold and love the winter. We hear it all the time, even among those people who like the winter. They say, you know what? It still gets dark too early. We're working, right? Trying to remove daylight savings time because we don't really like the dark. There's some cool things about winter. I'll give you that. But not really the darkness. We'd rather have the light, the longer days. I hear it all the time. I'm sure you do too. Our reading this morning on the Sanctity of Life Sunday picks up on this very biblical theme. Light. Darkness. John's Gospel calls Jesus by this title, the true light. In verse 8 it said regarding John the Baptist, he was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world, obviously speaking of our Lord Jesus. Jesus is the true light. Later in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 19 and following, the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed. In fact, John uses this metaphor, if you will, of light and darkness throughout his entire gospel account. It's all over the place. Light, we understand, is good. Darkness, we understand, according to the metaphor, is evil. It's a great metaphor in all of Holy Scripture. I don't know if you caught it in the other readings, but in our reading from Isaiah, it started out and said, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The use of that same metaphor. In Ephesians, too, in our epistle lesson, it was there also. Take no part, it said, in unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. When anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. And something really incredible is that this same image, right, the same idea is present clear back in the beginning of the scripture, in the book of Genesis. There, the earth is formless and void, remember those? And darkness covered the face of the deep. And God, see, he spoke into that darkness and he said these words, let there be light, and there was light. The same reality exists in the very beginning of creation. That means that creation, the story of creation, is not just an account of what happened, but also the form of what God would do to save. The same reality taking place again in the new covenant. He says in Jeremiah, behold, I will do something new. And he does, but he does it according to the same reality as his first creation. God creates again in the new covenant. But he uses his word just like he did in the old one. He speaks to us. And that word creates faith. And that faith makes us a new creation before God. He speaks to us at the font, his word, in our baptisms. And a new creation is made. In 2 Corinthians 5, it says, anyone who's in Christ is a new creation. The old has gone away. Behold, the new has come. And Colossians chapter 1 says, Jesus is the firstborn. The firstborn of all creation, of this new one. Darkness is a metaphor for sin and death, and light, it's more than just sun and long days. It's our Lord Jesus himself. When God speaks by his word, he creates. And it's no coincidence that in John's gospel, in the first chapter, Jesus is called the Word made flesh and the true light. That God literally speaks into the darkness of sin and death, even within us. This is why Paul can say in Romans 10, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, because the word of God creates. It made the whole world. But in you and me, brothers and sisters, it created the world brand new by our trust in our Lord Jesus. Without the word of God, this is the point. Without the word of God, you're in darkness. I'm in darkness. It causes us to step back and look at how we interpret the world around us and how we make decisions in our lives. Do we use God's word for this purpose? Do we study it that we might know it? That we might understand? That way, when something happens in our lives, we have the light to see. Without God's word, we're in the darkness. Now, I know all of us at one point or another have gotten up in the middle of the night in our dark house and walked through the living room or on the way to the bathroom or something. And what do? You know, I'm sleeping, walking, there's a bam, stub your toe on something, right? Everybody's done it. In the dark, you can't see what's going on. But in the light, flip the switch on. It's pretty easy to maneuver around the obstacles when you can see what you're doing. This is what God's word is to us. It's a light. Psalmist says it also in Psalm 119. Thy word is a light, right, to my path. A lamp to my feet. If we believe what the scriptures are telling us, that Jesus Christ is true Son of God, the Word made flesh, if we believe that his teachings come from the God that created us, and we hear them, and we learn them, and we obey them, then we walk in the light. This is the message. The darkness, though. I think the best way to understand this is with an old prophet named Jonah. Remember him? Jonah, he's an interesting character, right? Amazing guy. But God's word comes to Jonah, if you remember the story. And God wants Jonah to go preach in Nineveh. And what does Jonah do? Well, for the sake of time, he simply says no by his actions. And he goes his own way. And what's the result of Jonah? See, in Jonah's story, we think about the great fish and the fact that Jonah swallowed, and then the fact that Jonah finally spit back up on dry ground at Joppa, and then finally he ends up in Nineveh. We know the story, but the part we don't think about in Jonah's story is the darkness. When Jonah has to face what he actually decided. When God's word came to him and told him to go. And he said, no, it was darkness. And boy, did he find out. God had mercy on Jonah, allowed him to see what he was toying with in the belly of the fish. Complete and total darkness in that belly. For us, the same realities are true. God's word comes to you, and it comes to me, and God tells us what's right. He tells us what's true. But we so often, like Jonah, want to go our own way. We've got our other ideas of what we need or what we want, and we don't want to listen to what God has to say. Friends, learn it from Jesus. Learn it from Jonah. That's darkness. It's darkness. But God also has had mercy upon us. He wants us to know what we're toying with. And so he speaks to us his word. He tells us what's good and true. I'll give you a couple quick examples of that this morning. One being, he commands us. Matthew's gospel, the 28th chapter. He says, go ye therefore unto all nations and baptize and teach. But we don't want to. We're busy with other stuff. Congregation members and pastors alike. We get wrapped up with other things. We're worried about other things. Oh, pastor, the money, you don't understand the money. It's just not working. I got to do this. I got to spend my time doing this. I don't have time. Oh, pastor, let me tell you, this is what's going on. I'm sorry, can't come. Can't be a part of it. It's a little heavy, I know. It's hard for me to say, actually. But God has blessed us with a beautiful church. Wonderful people who we all love each other. It's amazing, actually. And I hear people say it, too. He's commanded us to be a part of this great commission. To go, to teach, to baptize. And we have the opportunities here to do that. He's providing us the opportunities to do it. It's not just in the church when we have chances to serve and we'd rather go our own way. It's also in our lives outside the doors of our congregation, right? When God tells us things like this, here's the other example. Forgive one another as I have forgiven you. But sometimes we want to go our own way when it comes to that. And say, well, see here, you don't understand. This is what they said about me. This is what they did. This is what I heard they said. Jesus even commands us to love our enemies. He goes as far as to say, if you do not forgive the sins of those who sins against you, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your sins. That's how far he takes it. We hear the commands of our Lord, but we want to go our own way. We want to do our own thing. It's darkness. The light shines. Awake, O sleeper. Arise from your sleep, for the light has shined upon us in the gospel of Jesus. Is there somebody that you don't want to forgive? Somebody you're holding a grudge against? Somebody who's hurt you? Well, you did the same thing to Christ, and he still forgave you. And he still forgives you. He still forgives me. So we forgive. We hear it in the Lord's Prayer, right? We pray it every time we pray the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Holding that grudge, being angry, living in that hate. It's our own way. It's darkness. It'll end up in the belly of something we don't want to be in too. It'll harden our hearts. So the scriptures guide us. It's the lesson that Jonah learned. It's the same one. When that fish spit him out on the shore, guess what? This is the part we don't think about in that story. Total darkness. And then, whoop, there's the light. Right out into the light again. And what does he do? Jonah, I mean, when he's spit back out into the light. He goes, right? He listens. And he does as the Lord commands. This is the blessed life of faith, to hear the word of God, and as the Apostle James says, not to just be a hearer of the word only, but a doer. To hear the word of God and do it. This is in the light. He calls us for that this morning. And this morning, he breaks into our lives with his light again and casts us out of the darkness of my own way and what I want, my selfishness. And he shines upon us the light of living for him and others and bringing his message of grace and hope to the whole world. We get to be a part of that. And that's awesome. That we're saved by grace and saved by his cross and his resurrection. And what we have to do is carry that light to others and share it. This is the blessed thing he's asking, that he's commanding. The true light comes to us again today. Those sins that we may have done against the Lord, they're forgiven. He forgives all our sins. May we do the same as faithful Jonah. And be doers of the word and not hearers only. Set ourselves aside for his missions, for his love, for his forgiveness, that we might share it with others. That his light might shine through us. As he himself says, you are the light of the world. May his light shine through us to others and lead us away from the darkness. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We come to the time in our service this morning for our tithes and offerings. As the offerings are collected and presented to the altar this morning, we invite you to join us in singing hymn number 868. Awake, my soul, and with the sun. Let's sing together.
Thank you.
Amen. Please be seated. Well, you're here on a special Sunday, encouraged in the Lord's grace and His forgiveness, also in the encouragement to serve the Lord in gladness, knowing that what He's bringing is light to the world. We have a special opportunity this morning to receive some new members to our congregation. Michael and CJ, would you come up here? Let's turn and face the congregation for me, would you? Yeah, there you go. So this is Michael. This is Christina Joy. She goes as CJ. And we're blessed to have them as members of our congregation and fellow heirs in the promises of our Lord Jesus of forgiveness and life eternal. Blessed to have you guys. I've enjoyed getting to know you very much. And look forward to what we can continue to do for the kingdom of God together here at this place. For as a church, we are about the work that we talked about in the sermon of the Great Commission, this blessed work of shining the light into a dark world. So thanks for wanting to be a part of that with us. We receive them through the rite of reception of members by profession of faith. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who's in heaven. Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day in the presence of God and this congregation acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? If so, say, yes, I do. Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? If so, say, yes, I renounce them. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit? If so, say, yes, I believe in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God and the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from them and confessed in the small catechism to be faithful and true? If so, say, I do. Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? If so, say, I do by the grace of God. Do you intend to live according with the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? If so, say, I do by the grace of God. Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession in church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? If so, say, I do by the grace of God. Do you desire to become a member of this congregation? If so, say, I do. Will you support the work of our gracious Lord has given this congregation with your prayers and the gifts God has given you? If so, say, I will with the help of God. Upon this, your confession of faith, I acknowledge publicly that Michael and Christina Joy Joyce are members of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation. Receive the Lord's Supper and participate with us in all the blessings of salvation that our Lord has given to his church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Face the altar with me. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing Michael and Christina Joy, your son and your daughter, to the knowledge of your son Jesus, our Savior, and enabling them with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that by your word and spirit, they may continue steadfast in the one true faith in the fellowship of this congregation, as together we await the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ go with you. Amen. You can return to your seat. after our service is concluded, you'll have an opportunity to greet Michael and CJ out in the fellowship hall. We'll look forward to that. We come to the time now in our service for our prayer of the church. Our response is, hear our prayer. The prayers are printed for you this morning in the bulletin if you'd like to follow along. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, the fruit of your Spirit is love. Grant us to know that you have made all humankind for relationship and community. And grant us to receive both our neighbor's life and our own as a gift and privilege. Lord, in your mercy, the fruit of your Spirit is joy. Your Son has come among us in suffering and resurrection, that we may find delight in you and in each other. By the blessings that come from sharing life together, stir us to bear burdens and meet the needs for one another. Lord, in your mercy. The fruit of your Spirit is peace. Let the authorities of our people respect the sanctity of every human life, and let the laws of our land reflect it. Drive away all complacency and cowardice from us, that we may undertake civic action and public service to secure the welfare of the vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy. The fruit of your Spirit is patience. Visit with the presence and power of your Son any who experience a surprise pregnancy, a terminal diagnosis, infertility, or any other affliction. Lord, especially we name also those who are in the prayers of our church this morning before you. Bob Phillips, Lord, the family of Ed Crowther, Sonia, Larry Reinbarger, Audra Rendon, Susan St. Cyr, John Johnson, Katie and Eric Philly, Rob Miller, Rupert Gallegos, Ella Gonzalez, Richard Lynch, Lori Hauser, Jim and Linda Holman, Debbie Ford, Carolyn Jury, Betty Gray, Sandy Santa Stephen, Betty Patton, Sonny Rumler, Don Hermanson, and all those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. Lord, for Christ's sake, relieve quickly that they, all those that we've brought to you, would recover completely and strengthen them to wait upon your good and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy. The fruit of your Spirit is kindness. Work repentance, forgiveness, and healing in the hearts of those broken by abortion or any other sin against the sanctity of human life. And keep us from ever viewing death as a solution to difficulty. Put our trust in your words and your ways, O Lord. Lord, in your mercy. The fruit of your Spirit is goodness. Remove the evils of abortion or abuse or abandonment or euthanasia or suicide or embryo destruction, discrimination and all other violence from among us. Make us instead to abound as you do, in charity, in goodwill, and fellowship. Lord, in your mercy. The fruit of your Spirit is faithfulness. Embolden us to give voice to the worth and purpose of every person, no matter what age, appearance, ability, and to hold fast this gospel confession, even under opposition and ridicule. Lord, in your mercy. The fruit of your Spirit is gentleness. Endow our witness with courage and compassion, that we speak the truth of God in humility and show the love of Christ in servanthood. Soften and reform the hearts that advocate or entertain immorality until they stand beside us as sisters and brothers. Lord, in your mercy. The fruit of your Spirit is self-control. Move us to expose and expel all the works of darkness by beholding and belonging to your light, even Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. If you've been joining us on the radio this morning, we thank you for tuning into our service. We wish you the Lord's blessings as he continues to lead you according to his will. If you're gathered with us in the sanctuary this morning, we invite you to turn over to page 10 in your bulletin and to please stand if you're able for our service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for joining our service today at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa, Colorado. We hope this worship service has been a blessing to you. If you would like to support our ministry, please visit our website by searching Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. On our website, click the link for Apple or Android devices to upload our app to your phone or tablet. Our app has many resources to help you. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you this week.
KSPK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad, Southern Colorado's best country music. It's 11 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. The ceasefire agreement in Gaza is in effect. Israeli Defense Forces confirming that three Israeli hostages released today are meeting with their mothers at an area set up for hostages near the border with Gaza. President Biden speaking from South Carolina on the aid expected to start today.
Today alone, we anticipate several hundred trucks will enter the Gaza Strip as I'm speaking. And after so much pain, destruction, loss of life, today the guns in Gaza have gone silent.
ABC's Tom Sophie Borgen.